With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to Fox News, 500 Marines are preparing to deploy to California, while rioters in L.A. County continue creating havoc and breaking numerous laws as hundreds of law enforcement officers try to maintain order and peace. At one point, rioters blocked every lane of a major thoroughfare, trapping drivers in their vehicles. Political analyst Matt Krashauer says it's still not clear whether President Trump's actions against Harvard will force it to end discrimination against Jewish students.
The punishment doesn't necessarily deal with the crime. Hopefully, maybe with this kind of machete approach, maybe anti-Semitism will go down. Maybe they did get the message. Maybe these threats will have an impact. But it also is causing a lot of collateral damage.
Krashauer tells Salem Radio Network the restrictions on new foreign students also impact Jewish students who wish to enroll at Harvard. He says President Trump's sanctions against Harvard may help eliminate anti-Semitism, but he believes with ongoing problems.
So there are probably a lot of ways short of banning all foreign students, short of, you know, basically cutting off all this scientific research money and grants, that probably could have gotten to the same result without such a heavy-handed approach.
New poll finds more Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they see a downhill trend. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
At least five people are in custody after illegal immigration-related riots in New York City. This is SRN News. The White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
When President Biden was in office, the Executive Mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen signs into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill, flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who's led the fight to protect women's athletics. This is SRN News. Archaeologists in Virginia are trying to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died at a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning of an elevated threat to the Jewish community. It comes in the wake of two attacks, with one being Sunday's Molotov cocktail assault in Boulder, Colorado, as well as last month's murders of two Israeli embassy staff members in Washington, D.C. According to the agencies, the Israel-Hamas war may motivate other violent extremists. More details at srnnews.com.